This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, I mentioned I was working on memorizing Psalm 16, 5-6. These verses encouraged me. I then worked at memorizing a few more verses from Psalm 16. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, You are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I praise the Lord, who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. What a strong encouragement this psalm has been to me recently. I must confess, however, it's a lot harder to memorize at my age than when I was in my teens. As a family, we used to work at memorizing whole chapters like the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5-7. We also memorized hymns that captured good, solid biblical truth. Now, as a grandfather, I encourage my grandkids to memorize verses and sections of the Bible. I'm always amazed at how quickly they can pick up and remember verses. With modern technology, many feel they don't need to memorize, but I contend there are times when such gadgets are not readily available. I also believe Psalm 16:7, even at night my heart instructs me, involves the subconscious activity of the mind while you're sleeping. How else can you meditate day and night, as Psalm 1:2 teaches us? Try it when a verse ministers to you. Tuck it away in your mind, and you'll discover the blessing Psalm 1:1-3 promised.